and they resent being called
black. How do you feel about the term black?
I accept it. It's all right with me.
Yeah. Well, it's really the counter for me. If you're going to use white, that's a silly term.
Yeah.
White. You know, nobody's white and nobody's black.
So no.
I understand that. But now, how about some other abusive terms that you heard, for racial slurs that...
You mean in the black race?
Well, yeah. That people would use for members of the black race, especially might be used by whites.
Oh, like spook or a booger or something like that.
Yeah. Have you heard any others? That's the kind of thing I meant.
No, let me see. I don't hardly think so. I don't think they heard too many more.
But how about the terms for whites now?
Like a cracker or redneck.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah. Now, you know, the term, we talked about this bird that gets up in the tree and...
Woodpecker. Yeah. Pecker, yeah.
Yeah, have you heard
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've heard them call, people call them old white peckers.
Okay.
Pecker.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about any other terms that you can think of?
Now, let me see. Well, generally, I think Hoosier seemed to me like the white race resentment. Like if you call one old farmer, country farmer, something, he don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't like the other words either.
Right. Sure. Now you said a Hoosier. Now would that be used for any white person?
If you're using it in trying to really hurt somebody or say something nasty about somebody.
So, I mean, you might use that. I mean, that the Hoosier could be used just as nigger might be used.
Yeah.
As just a general term, and it wouldn't have to be a... because, now, the other thing I want to ask you about is how about the most common term especially among black militants, what's his name? Raph Brown, and Stokely Carmichael, a term that they use all the time for whites.
Let me see. What is it, pig?
Honkies. Yeah, pigs too, I suppose.
The honkies.
Yeah. Is pig used across the board or strictly for police?
Strictly for police. Okay. It's not across the board word. And it means anybody in a uniform.
Okay.
That word has no cover.
Okay. Now now you mentioned almost all the terms you mentioned. It's interesting that a lot of the terms that you mentioned are terms for that are frequently used for rustics or farmers, like the cracker and the peck and the hoosier.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other terms for people out in the country that you might use?
No, not that I think of. Well, I mean, not for me, because like I said, I don't like to use any terms, don't even like to hear them used.
Right, okay. But the reason we're interested in this is because it really does give us some insight into the way people think and do you have any preference whatsoever between Negro and black?
No, I would either one of those.
You don't regard Negro in any way. I mean, some young kids do.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
But you see, when I was coming along, you were a Negro.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you were.
Yeah.
And now times have changed, and it's not a Negro anymore. It's a black, or I'm an African.
Yeah.
You know, you can think you would say this rather than to say Negro because.
Well, how about the term like Afro-American?
Oh, that's another real acceptable word.
Okay. Do you use that?
No, I don't feel like I'm an Afro-American.
Okay. for a while. That's exactly right. Now the.